This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Overall, more than 14 million people have been infected and more than 275,000 have died of COVID-19 in the United States, the hardest hit country. That's according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. U.S. states are putting in requests for one of the coronavirus vaccines. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Today marks a critical point in the battle against the coronavirus. It's the deadline for states to submit requests for the Pfizer vaccine and specify where they want it shipped. Many states appear set to follow guidance from the CDC to put healthcare workers and nursing home patients first in line. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers wants
quantities large enough to vaccinate all 450,000 members of our healthcare workforce and to begin vaccinating Wisconsinites who are high risk.
According to the COVID tracking project, coronavirus hospitalizations in the U.S. hit an all-time high of more than 100,000 on Wednesday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Tokyo Organizing Committee and Japan's national government say the cost of the postponement for the Tokyo Olympics could reach about $2.8 billion. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The high figure is in line with estimates that have been made in Japan since the Olympics were postponed 8 months ago. About two-thirds of the costs have been picked up by two government entities, with the other one-third going to the privately funded organising committee. The figure for coronavirus countermeasures is about $920 million and has been covered solely by the world's governments. The ballooning Tokyo costs could reinforce scepticism about holding the Olympics in the middle of a pandemic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For the latest COVID-19 news and all the day's stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.